First today, fire crews are dealing with extreme conditions in several states again today. The most worrying area is Victoria's Far East, where thousands of holidaymakers and locals have been told to get out while they can. Authorities say those who haven't left East Gippsland by now may be stranded in the area if the bushfires spread. Blazes are also being fought in Western Australia, South Australia, Tasmania and New South Wales. David Sparks reports.
Tens of thousands of holidaymakers have been told to evacuate Victoria's East Gippsland region amid fears the fires could again close the Princess Highway. Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp says many have left, but many remain in the area.
This is a high-risk day for Victoria. This is a day we do not often see. Our state is dry. It is going to be very hot. It is going to be very, very windy. People, get out now. If you don't, you've got to stay across the conditions and listen to those warnings through the day.
Lightning strikes overnight started even more fires, and temperatures in the area have reached 40 degrees this morning. Fires have already forced some road closures, including a section of the Princess Highway yesterday, and Commissioner Crisp says more may follow.
We've got times in relation to when some of those fires might impact on the highway itself. And again, we'll be very, very conservative as to what time we will actually close the Princess Highway. So there's a lot of thinking that goes into it. However, the issue is that's the going fires. If we're to get new fires that start even closer to the highway, then that obviously exacerbates the risk in relation to closing the highway.
Emergency warnings are in place for people northeast of Bairnsdale. People in Goongra have been told to evacuate, and in the far east, there's an emergency warning for Wingan River. A cool southwesterly change will hit East Gippsland around midnight, but that could bring a new set of problems.
That has the potential to create huge issues for us because we'll have northeasterly winds, so it'll be pushing the fires down towards the coast. So whatever the eastern flank, when that change comes through and becomes that southwesterly, that eastern flank becomes the head of the fire. So we saw that yesterday with the Cairn River fire. You know, it was a fairly narrow head of the fire, but then we had a 5 kilometre head when the wind changed on that fire.
Mayor of the East Gippsland Shire, John White, says the fires have interrupted the region's peak tourism season, a severe blow when some communities are already doing it tough.
Unfortunately, this is the driest we've ever seen it here in this area. There's very little surface water left. There's no grass. You know, a lot of livestock have gone. You know, we're just in a holding pattern, just keep looking to the next date on the calendar, which could be the next possible break in the drought.
Other states are also facing dangerous conditions. In South Australia, many districts have catastrophic fire conditions, and dry lightning strikes have started new fires on Kangaroo Island in the state's southeast this morning. Brenton Eden from the Country Fire Service fears things will get worse.
We are seeing fire starts from the lightning. 5 o'clock this morning on Kangaroo Island, and now a number of fires have popped up around Kingston in the southeast. And the high winds are also making the embers on our existing fire grounds on Kangaroo Island and Cuddly Creek blow. And so we need to be extremely cautious wherever we are.
And like in Victoria, the cold front sweeping across South Australia will bring more complications.
For us in the fire service, the challenge remains well after the front has moved because those winds are going to swing around. They're still going to be gusty. There's no rain forecast, and we will be dealing with the outbreaks of fires from lightning as that front goes across.
Tasmania also faces a dangerous day with dry, windy conditions and temperatures above 40 degrees in parts of the state's southeast and in the upper Derwent Valley. In New South Wales, more than 100 fires are still burning. More than 40 of those are yet to be contained, including the massive fires at Gospers Mountain and Greenwattle Creek, which have sent smoke pouring into Sydney in recent weeks. And a bushfire in Western Australia's south has closed access to the Nullarbor for the second time in a week. The fire near Norseman, 550 kilometres east of Perth, has been burning since last Monday.
David Sparks reporting.